Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I don't want to lose any time with our good friend Steve DiBianco, the executive director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. Steve, we're talking about net neutrality. A subject that I hate, but I feel compelled to talk about it because it's in the news and there are all kinds of rulings. Even though in the last segment you admitted that in 15 years nothing really has changed, but because the internet has been left alone, there have been some people who are maybe some people would say abusing the pipes. They're taking too much of the pipes. You mentioned YouTube and Netflix are taking up a lot of the bandwidth out there that you and I don't have access to, and yet they're paying essentially, I guess, the same price for those pipes as I am. Is that right?
Jim, there's no abuse there. The fact that Netflix and YouTube occupy half of the bandwidth in my neighborhood is because people that live in my neighborhood are accessing those sites.
Right.
And there's no way you turn around and blame YouTube and Netflix for
right.
this. The question is, how does
maybe I should have said hogging instead of abuse.
They're not even hogging it. Remember, they're not the ones that sent it to my house.
Right.
I got online and asked for it. I got
right.
online and downloaded the Netflix.
So
when the customers are asking for more, the question is, who pays? And as you know, our cable bills, our local Fios bills, and our wireless bills, they go up a lot.
Right.
Because the companies that provide those networks are continually adding more capacity
mm-hmm.
and speed to those networks. And they raise our bills accordingly.
So, Steve,
this is all about money.
In Steve DiBianco's world, if you had the control, what would you do? How would you resolve net neutrality?
Well, I would take advantage of this court ruling and this little window of opportunity, and I'd say to the companies, the network companies, make some proposals. It's open season on proposals. Come up with your idea about how you would charge Netflix or YouTube to use so much bandwidth. How would you charge?
So in Steve Bianco's world, Netflix and YouTube would pay more to use the pipes than I pay to use the pipes.
I didn't say that at all.
Okay.
I suggested that if AT&T and Verizon and Cox and Comcast, if they have great ideas for how they're going to pay for more investment in broadband, if they have ideas for how they want to do that, they should propose those ideas. It wouldn't be so foolish just to try to jam them through on consumers in the next several months because they know the FCC is coming up with a new rule. But it'd be great to hear what kind of ideas, so we can stop worrying about the fears of the boogeyman that net neutrality advocates worry about, and actually look at real proposals.
So you are not a net neutrality advocate. Is that right?
Jim, there are too many moving parts to simply
yeah.
be on one side or the other.
Okay.
This is about money.
But you just said the net neutrality advocates want.
Net neutrality advocates would have it be that there could be no proposal. There could be no preferential charging. They're afraid that if Verizon gets paid a little bit extra from Netflix, they're afraid that everybody else getting their content
right.
over Verizon would see it slow down.
Right.
See, if you look at this as a zero-sum game, If the network provider gives more bandwidth to Netflix and YouTube, then guess what? Then everybody else's performance slows down, and that's what's happening today.
But
net neutrality advocates have not gotten their wish.
Mm-hmm.
There are external effects today occurring in every neighborhood. You know it when you go to a hotel and try to hook up to do your show.
Yep.
Those that are using bandwidth in the hotel will slow down your connection to the
phone. They do.
Sometimes it doesn't work. So look. That's despite the fact that net neutrality rules.
But I would be willing to pay a little extra to have some bandwidth at the hotel. I do that sometimes if it's available.
Fantastic. And a lot of us at home can pay extra for faster download speed.
Right.
And that's all working just fine. But the question there is, who's paying? See, Netflix isn't paying that last mile for
right.
the higher bandwidth. And the net neutrality worst fears seem to be that the local cable company could charge not only Jim and Steve the subscribers, but they could also turn around and charge Netflix and YouTube
mm-hmm.
for delivering as well. And that's what I meant earlier by saying it's really all about the money. Because if Netflix and YouTube have to pay, they've got to find a way to cover those costs. And
yeah.
they eventually will all come out of our pocket.
Yeah. And folks, I warned you in the beginning about this topic. And Steve is one of the smartest guys I know on the planet on any topic, and he's a genius on this topic. But I'm telling you, it is not, so far, I'm going back to what I said earlier, it is still the most complicated. You have to admit, Steve, this is as complicated a topic in our world as there is to understand the players and everything. Would you agree with that?
You're right, Jim. It's even worse than taxes.
Yeah, it is. Even though it's still just all about money, it's still very complicated. But thanks for doing a good job today, Steve. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim, and congratulations on the new book.
Oh, thanks very much. Netchoice.org, folks. Check out Steve's website, and you'll see the good work that he's doing there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.